I'd say wind farming now has, you know, come first in the consciousness of the people that at this point in time, to an awful lot of people anyway in this county. It is an election issue. We've had feedback from politicians. Some of them have sent in submissions before the time. Others have sent written letters to here to our group, pledging their support if they're elected. That didn't happen unless they were being asked on the doorsteps about it.
You do now have a situation where the council will consider this issue again, the new council, later on in this year. Aligned with that, you also have Minister Pat Rabbit announcing a national consultation into wind farms. Are you hopeful that perhaps this marks a changing tide both locally and nationally?
Well, I think locally it is a change because Donegal County Council has already recommended to the department the 10 times turbine height as a setback distance earlier in the year. Pat Rabbit is a different proposition altogether as far as we can see. There seems to be a total confusion on his part and on the part of the government between what is renewable energy and what is onshore wind energy. There is no proof anywhere in the world that onshore wind energy is economically viable or environmentally friendly. It's been found to be neither. Yet our government doesn't seem to have cottoned on to that yet. So on a national level, I'm not very hopeful. I think the only thing that will change the national perspective will be finance.